Hi everyone, I'm Lauren Stockman from the Wisconsin Division of Public Health. I'll be talking about surveillance for hepatitis C virus and HIV co-infection as a way to monitor and prevent transmission of HIV by injection drug use. So both hepatitis C and HIV can be spread by sharing injection drug equipment. Hepatitis C, however, is approximately 10 times more infectious than HIV by injection drug route. We know the virus, hepatitis C, lives longer on surfaces and can infect more equipment that's used for injection drugs, for injecting drugs. So for this reason, hepatitis C virus in a community can serve as a marker for a group at risk for further hepatitis C, as well as HIV spread in a community. In 2015, HIV spread rapidly within a network of people who injected drugs in rural Indiana, with over 90% of those individuals also infected with hepatitis C. So as part of some activities to prevent a similar HIV outbreak in Wisconsin among people who inject drugs, we set up a system to do two things. First is to monitor for an increase in reports of new HIV and hepatitis C co-infection in Wisconsin, and to identify people at risk for hepatitis C or HIV by injection drug use. During May 1st, 2015 to June 30th, 2016, we linked our HIV and hepatitis C registry data sets on a monthly basis. This was done with a deterministic match of names and alias names and also date of birth variables. For all co-infections identified, we looked for injection drug use, reported risk of injection drug use in either in the report of the most recent investigation. So if HIV was reported most recently, we looked in that information from the follow-up for injection drug use. If hepatitis C was reported most recently, we checked the follow-up for reported injection drug use. We were interested in recent or ongoing injection drug use during the past 12 months. When an individual with this risk was identified, we checked our systems for HIV care, indicated by viral suppression or linkage to care in an appointment within for HIV care. For those who were unsuppressed or out of care, efforts were made to reassign the case to HIV partner services and link them to care. So during the whole surveillance period, 272 HIV and over 4,000 hepatitis C cases were newly reported and under investigation. So this graph shows the average number of co-infections per month. So during the months of May, June, July, and August, the co-infections were elevated one standard deviation above the five-year average for the previous years. These months were shown in red. For the next slides, I'm going to talk about all the co-infections for this the one-year time period. The monthly match identified a total of 63 new HIV and hepatitis C co-infections. 51 of those had their most recent infection was hepatitis C, and that's 81%. And we looked at risk data of these 63. 21 had risk data that was complete, only 33%. For those 21, 6 reported recent or ongoing injection drug use, and 3 of them we found to be in HIV care or their HIV was suppressed. We considered them to be at a low risk for transmission of HIV through injection drug use. But there were 3 that we found to be out of care or had a higher viral load for HIV. And we made efforts to reassign these people to HIV partner services, and they were linked to care. Some limitations to this process included incomplete data. Unfortunately, our hepatitis C follow-up in our state is not as complete as it is for HIV, and a number of these cases with HIV as the most recent infection, we did not know if they had recent injection drug use because it was not reported. I'm sure we missed some with current injection drug use. But in conclusion, routine linkage of our state HIV and hepatitis C registries has allowed our program to monitor for an increase in HIV through injection drug use and to identify the most high-risk individuals for transmitting HIV through injection drug use and get them back linked into care. Thank you.